Blog Talk Radio.
Power.
fresh on me. I need you touch me now. Holy Spirit, fall fresh on me. I need you touch me now.
Let withholding nothing, withholding nothing. Lord, I surrender all to you, everything I give to you, withholding nothing, withholding nothing. Lord, I surrender.
Turn its back on God, but there's a people who are crying out and saying,
all I want.
I'm not after the blessings, I'm not after the things, I'm after the presence of God. All I want. Because when you get God, you get everything else that you need. All I want is you, Lord. You can seek after things but miss God. But if you seek after God, the things will come. All I want.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, Let us go into the house of the Lord. Welcome, welcome, Holy Spirit. We acknowledge your presence. We say you're welcome. We say good morning, Holy Ghost. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord. Bless his holy name. Join me this morning. Let us start with the Lord's prayers in concerto. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us all from evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, we welcome you and we honor you. We bless you and we cure. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your awesome and your mighty moves in our lives. We thank you for your faithfulness, your loving kindness. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for leading us and guiding us into all truth. We thank you, Spirit of the living God, for perfecting all that concerns our lives. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to release your anointing, release your love, release your power, release your glory. Come in every season of our lives, every single day. We pray for your tangible presence to saturate the airways and our hearts. Release your glory in the morning. Permeate the atmosphere. Let everyone that is listening experience a life-changing encounter with you. That the name of Jesus Christ will be glorified and honored. Anoint us with your Holy Ghost and power and overshadow us. Let the Spirit of God descend upon us as a dove and lightning, and lead us into God's holy paths and ancient paths of truth and righteousness. Let your morning dew descend upon us and bring fresh holy manna from God's holy throne room. We drink from the fountain that springs from the river of life. Holy Spirit, we love you. Lead us, guide us into all truth. We surrender our lives to you. Every single area of our lives, we surrender our children, our families to you, our ministries to you. Holy Spirit, perfect all that concerns us, Holy Spirit. Oh, we ask you, Holy Ghost, to anoint this altar of prayers, praise, worship, and devotion. Oh, Father God, we rededicate this altar of prayers to you. Let it be cleansed with the blood of Jesus and purified with the Holy Ghost fire. Let this altar of prayer be a global altar of prayer for every tongue, nation, tribe, and kindred. Let us magnify the Almighty God. Father, we pray for signs and wonders and miracles, but most importantly, for salvation of lost souls. We pray for a most intimate relationship with our Father in heaven through Jesus Christ. We thank you for opening the heavens. We thank you that your holy angels are now ascending and descending from and to your holy throne room, enforcing your biddings in our lives. We bless you and we thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your divine spotlight. Oh, Holy Ghost, We bless you and we thank you. We praise you. We worship you. Hallelujah. And we glorify your name. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless you. And we praise you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Excuse me. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Puraboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God for each and every one that have joined us this morning. We love you. We appreciate you. Thank you for joining us in the name of Jesus. Let us continue in prayer. Hallelujah. Our Father and our God. We praise you and we thank you. Your word states, in everything give thanks. It is the will of God concerning us in Christ Jesus. We extol you, our King and our God. We thank you for your manifold goodness and mercy. We thank you for your sustaining grace. We thank you. For you are always, always, and will always be faithful. We thank you for sending your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to redeem us, to save us, to reconcile us back to you. We thank you that we can have a relationship with you. An intimate relationship through Jesus Christ. Oh, we thank you for restoration. Oh, we thank you. We bless you. Holy Spirit, we thank you once again that you are here to help us. You are here to teach us. You are here to lead and guide us. You are our senior partner. We are totally dependent on you. Holy Spirit, we thank you for glorifying the name of Jesus. We welcome you and we love you of every detail of our lives. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning and we ask for your mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning. Have mercy, O God. Upon us, have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren, our spouses. Have mercy, oh God, upon each and every one of us, oh God. Your mercies are new every morning. We repent of all that we've done that did not bring glory and honor to your name. Oh, Father God, let the blood of Jesus, precious blood of Jesus, wash away our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Release the blood of Jesus over our atmosphere, the cyberspace, the network. Release the blood of Jesus in our homes, in our environment. Release the blood of Jesus. We cover our families in the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus over this radio blood, all the blood over our ministries, the blood of Jesus. We claim all the unlimited benefits that is in the blood of Jesus. Father, we invoke your covenant in the blood of Jesus and we activate the resurrection power in the blood of Jesus in every single area of our lives. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Father, we thank you for your precious blood. We thank you for your redeeming blood. Hallelujah. This morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, Almighty God, to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us, oh God. Father God, all the fire around our children, our spouses, our grandchildren, those that are connected to us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we thank you, oh God, for all that you have done and all that you will continue to do. We thank you that you are a wall of fire around us. We thank you that your holy angels, oh God, are here to do your biddings and your will in our lives. We thank you for the fresh oil and the fresh anointing. We thank you that the heavens are open. Oh God, may your glory be revealed in the most spectacular and miraculous way. We bless you and we thank you for souls being saved. We thank you for healing. We thank you for deliverance taking place even as we are praying. We thank you for making us whole. We bless you. We praise you. Hallelujah. We worship you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Wherever you are this morning, just begin to thank him, Jesus. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We praise your name, oh God. Hallelujah. We worship you, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We adore you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Uriya masandoria kuya nekaya masandoria ku. Uriya masandoria kuya masandoria kuya masandoria ku. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise you, O God. Hallelujah. We worship you, O God. Hallelujah. We adore you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We adore you, Lord Jesus. We worship you, Lord Jesus. We praise you, Lord Jesus. We say thank you, 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 thank you. When I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for us, hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I praise his praises, praises. Just begin to thank him in advance. Don't even wait for it to happen. Hallelujah. Thank him. Hallelujah. We praise you. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Every minute we say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Good morning to those that's just joining us. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am That I Am, Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God for you. This morning we're just going to dive into the Word. Hallelujah, the Word of God. Hallelujah. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, we thank you for the Word coming forth this morning. Father God, we bless you for understanding. We bless you for revelation and understanding and application of your Word in our lives. We thank you for making it plain and simple, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, oh God, for the multiplication, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we pray that we will be attentive and hear what thus says the Lord. In the name of Jesus, that we will receive this word. It comes directly from you, Almighty God. In the name of Jesus, I decrease, O God, and you take complete control. I'm only a vessel being used by you. So cleanse this vessel of clay. Purify this vessel of clay so that this word can come forth, O God, in the name of Jesus, pure and holy. So, Lord, we thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. We've been doing Arise and Shine. For thy light is come and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Isaiah 6, that we did that last, started going over that last week, and you probably think, what is she talking about again? No, no, no. Yesterday we talked about the spotlight, that God's spotlight is on you. God's spotlight is on this ministry. God's spotlight is on your family, on you as an individual. Hallelujah. God's spotlight is on you. God's spotlight, that means that even though you can go in a room and there's light, but then there's a spotlight, there's a whole lot of light go on, and then you see like a spotlight just focus on one object or one person, even though there's light all over, but that spotlight is right on you. That spotlight is right on the ministry. Hallelujah. Amen. Or on your family. Okay, so if the spotlight is on your family, then as a leader or God's eyes might be on you. Hallelujah. In that family. The spotlight, your light is all over, but the spotlight is on you. Hallelujah. The spotlight, that focus, his eyes, his attention is on you. The spotlight can be for good, can be that he's about to release judgment. So it can be both ways. But this morning, because I want you to know that his spotlight can be both. Amen. When his presence comes, sometimes his presence and he's focusing on you, things, not you as a person, not you personally, but I'm saying generally, like he focused on Sodom and Gomorrah area because of sin, and it was, look what happened. It was destroyed, but then his, even though the spotlight was on Sodom and Gomorrah, but guess what? That spotlight was also on Lot to save his family. Amen. So that's God. His omnipresence. Amen. That era, that sin. But there was a righteous person who was Lot, and you know, God called him as righteous if you look at Hebrews. Hallelujah. So when you look at it, God's spotlight went to save it because of, you know, his uncle Abraham was faith. God's faithful servant. And sometimes, even when we're not walking right in, when we're younger in the world, and because you have praying parents, and you have a praying grandmother, the Lord will save you because of his faithfulness to your mother. When God blesses us, he blesses a family. He hates what sin, but his promises are yes and amen. And let me tell you, he says, look, God will deal with us in the time that he's ready. Every one of us have experienced that before we totally dedicated ourselves to God. Think about the times that God saved you, that you should not have been saved. It must have been prayers of your parents, or prayers of your grandmother, or prayers of your pastor that had you covered, even though you were in the wrong. Amen? And so I just want you to realize that spotlight. Many years ago, I remember when God was calling me, and I, you know, running away from God. And he said, why do you keep calling me? I used to have dreams and a lot of dreams and visions, and I knew it was Almighty God, and He was pulling me, and He was pulling me. And I, you know, you want to run away because I wanted to really, really be in what we call good time, which is not good time now when you look at the world. But at that time in my life, I thought it was good. And God was calling. And I used to say, oh, why can't I stop having these dreams? I used to tell my mom about these dreams. I mean, I used to have so many encounters. It's like when I closed my eyes, He was there. And I used to get a pen and paper and write, and like I was compelled to, when I wake up, to write these things. Like, and I used to say, but why? Why He? And even one time I said, but why You can't let me just have a good time? Why You keep after me? And, you know, my mom, a Christian, but not that deep at that time. She didn't. She said, Marco, you have a call on your life. I said, But I wanted to be with my friends. And so there was a time I was about to engage in sin. And let me tell you, the sight that I saw, I started screaming because I saw the, when I look up, I saw the, it had to be the eyes of God, because later on I found out in the scripture that the eyes of God is like fire, and I saw those eyes, the fire coming from this person on the throne room. I mean, it was a vivid vision, and I screamed. And from that day on, I said, no. My life is completely dedicated to the Lord. Because before you're a Christian, you go into church, but you're not living a life that is pleasing to God. What am I saying this to you? Because God's spotlight was on me when I was about to get into sin. And for some reason, I just saw, because I could always see through the Spirit, even though I didn't understand prophetic gifting, I didn't know what it was, but those eyes was like fire. And later on, I saw it in the scripture. Oh my God, it was frightful. And anyone see those eyes, you will not get into, you will run. What I'm saying, so God's eyes can be upon you for good, to prevent you from doing something. His eyes can be upon you for judgment. His eyes can be upon you because He's calling you. When He called Ezekiel, when he called Isaiah, I saw the Lord say, Isaiah chapter 6, I am my, it's not an easy, it's a frightening thing too. The fear of God is beginning of wisdom. You get very, your spirit is fearful. Oh my gosh, you really think you're about to leave this world when things like that, when you're having those encounters. Many times I don't even talk about these encounters. God had me write all those things down. Why? His focus on me so I could fulfill my divine purpose and destiny. Isaiah 6 says, arise and shine, for the light has come, and the glory of God is risen upon thee. The glory that arise and shine. You arise from slumber, arise from sin, arise from things that you're not doing that is pleasing to God. Arise, and sometimes we don't have enough faith. He say arise, but not just arise and shine. Why? Because the glory of God is risen upon you. So you arise. You got to make that effort. You arise. You have to. You got to. The spotlight was on Paul saw when Saul was on the road of Damascus, where and he saw that the spotlight of heaven was on him. And remember, that's when the transformation took place, that he couldn't even see. You cannot deal with that. Hallelujah. And then when the spotlight on you, sometimes it's just favor upon favor upon favor upon favor, because now he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Hallelujah. This morning I'm talking about those who diligently seek him. You've been waiting and you've been waiting and you've been waiting. Don't pay attention to what the enemy is saying to you. God's spotlight is on you. Arise and shine. For the light is come and the glory of God is risen upon you. Even though the Bible says in verse 2, behold, the darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee and his glory shall be seen upon thee. So do pay attention to the darkness in the earth. Do pay attention to what's going on or what's happening. Left, right, God's eyes are on you. Hallelujah. To reward you for favor, for breakthrough, to open doors that have been shut for years. Eyes are upon you. Hallelujah. For good. For good. Whoever is hearing my voice, the Lord said to tell you his eyes are upon you for good and not evil. Hallelujah. So let me tell you, you might see, oh, how can she say that? Opportunities are coming. Breakthroughs are coming. It is the Lord doing and it's marvelous. Maybe your friends may have been put applications in. Maybe your friends want to lose and friend want to grant and both of you put in this at the same time. But you're going to receive it because God's eyes are upon you. He is a rewarder. Don't be shy. Don't be ashamed. His favor is surrounding you. No devil from the pit of hell can stop the blessings of God. No devil can curse you. His eyes upon you and your family. I don't care what. Maybe your kids might be up and down, your grandkids. No, his eyes are upon you. Don't worry. Everything will work out. Because there's something about the presence of the Lord. There is something. His ways are not man's ways. His thoughts are not man's thoughts. His eyes are upon you. But Apostle, what can you say? I'm sick. His eyes are upon you. Don't worry, that sickness is not unto death. It's to bring glory and honor to his name. That sickness is for your family and friends to know that he's a miracle working God. That sickness so they can come to know him as the Lord and personal Savior. So he's going to use you as a vessel. Hallelujah. It is not unto death. You are made whole, not you will be, in the name of Jesus. That pain, to let the devil fool you with those thick pains. Hallelujah. God's eyes are upon you. Fresh anointing upon you. Hallelujah. You drink from the fountain that springs from the river of life. There's open doors upon you. Hallelujah. His eyes are upon you. Wherever you are, just praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Don't be discouraged. The spotlight is on you for good. He wants to bring you to his expected end. Hallelujah. What do? You praise him. You worship him. You adore him. Lord, I thank you. I thank you. Some of us might have been waiting for years. For years. But you know, sometimes he takes us through these different things. He's teaching us. When he's teaching us, even when you're going through difficulties in the valleys, he's there. In the rivers, he's there. The spotlight was on Daniel in the lion's den. And guess what? You know the story of Daniel. The lion never touched Daniel. The spotlight was on Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. But what happened? The fire consumed them. The spotlight of favor. The spotlight of God's favor is upon you. And I will end with this. When God called me, this is the thing that he said to me, and I'm going to release it to you. Take your time, read Isaiah 60. Then the verse that he gave me, I had to find this verse. I didn't even know how to find it. I was naive on how to find scriptures in the Bible, because those days, your grandparents just kept teaching you about the Psalms and John 3:16. You know those verses. But then he said to me, I will make thee an eternal excellency, a joy of many generations. He spoke his word back to me. Isaiah 60 verse 15. He spoke the second part, not the first part, the second part, because I didn't even know there was a first part and second part. And I woke up and I wrote that. I will make thee an eternal excellency, a joy of many generations. The Lord is speaking to you this morning. He will make you an eternal excellency or joy for many generations. The Lord will make you an eternal excellency of joy of many generations. When you look at the first part, it said, wherefore you were forsaken and hidden, so that no man. So there are the other part, maybe you were rejected, maybe you went through different changes, and people thought that God had forgotten you. No, he said, I will make thee an eternal excellency, a joy of many generations, a joy of many generations. That means even after you've gone, you still will be a joy of many generations. How about the apostles, the 12 apostles, a joy of many generations? Jesus is the joy. He is an eternal excellency, a joy of many generations. He didn't say some. He didn't say only your bloodline, many generations. So even after you're gone, you will be a joy many generations. Receive that in your spirit. In Jesus' name. I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, I've been doing this radio for over, I started the radio 2011. And this should be the 11th year. So I keep doing this radio, and I do it 7 days a week for those of you who always here. 7 days a week, and keep doing it. The Lord said, it's not in vain. Your labor is not in vain. He said, even after you have left, how many services I've done for 11 years, I can't even begin. He said, but your voice will be heard for many, 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 many generations. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this word. Hallelujah. You, Lord, that you've come to remind us of your promises so that we do not be discouraged. We thank you, Lord, for your eyes being upon us. For God, in the name of Jesus, eyes of favor, eyes of blessing, hallelujah, go to and fro the earth. Oh God, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We praise you. We worship you. Bless your name. Thank you for your favor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for the eyes of favor. Hallelujah. 2 Chronicles 69 says, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro to the earth to show himself strong. Hallelujah. Take this and run with it. 2 Chronicles 16:90. For the eyes, 16:9. For the eyes of the Lord roam to and fro over all the earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose hearts are fully devoted to him. Hallelujah. Guess what? This is your season. We bless you, Jesus. We thank you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Chronicles 16:9, take time and read it. Amen. Let us say the grace. May the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And in Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Have a wonderful and blessed day. I know we've been doing this, but God wants to reassure us. Hallelujah. Arise and shine. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you. God bless you.